Okay, this is Rhiannon Huntley, and today we have
Allison Vernon.
How old are you?
I am 10 years old.
California Huntley, and I'm 8 years old.
And today it is November 23rd, and we are speaking with Mary Altamirano and Helen Huntley, who are Allison and California's great grandmas. And we're recording this interview in Riverbank, California.
Hey, what about me
too? And this is Spencer. How old are you, Spencer?
4.
4 years old. Okay, so go ahead with your first question.
Gran, how has your life been different than what you have imagined?
I don't know. It's different. I don't know how I imagined. Have money, travel. Don't have money, but I've traveled. Have a wonderful husband. I have kids and grandkids and great. What more can you want?
And how about you? How is your life different than what you imagined?
Well, I was married for 50 some years, and then my husband passed away 3 years ago, and my life has changed because now I have, I don't have bills, I have money, and I have a beautiful home, and I'm close to my daughter and all her family, and I love it. Mm.
Beautiful. What's the next question?
Grant, your next question is, if you could interview anyone from your life, living or dead, but not celebration, would you be, who would it be and why?
If I could meet somebody?
You could interview anybody
from your life. Anybody from my life. Oh my goodness.
Living or dead.
My mother, maybe? Keep her a few more years? That's selfish. Because my mother died young.
And who would you want to interview?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I have so many wonderful people. And I just can't imagine.
Yeah.
Who I could.
There's too many good choices.
Yeah. Okay. This question is for Helen. What was your childhood like?
My parents were poor. I didn't have a lot of toys, but we always had what we needed. One Christmas, I remember my mother made 2 doll dresses, and that was my Christmas present.
Did you have 2 dolls to put it on?
I had 2 dolls, yes. I had 2 dolls to put it on. I had 2 doll dresses and a doll to put it on and a buggy. So I had all that.
What was the question again?
What was your childhood like?
Oh, what was your childhood like?
My childhood life, I was the second of 10 children. So we had a lot of family. And we used to play baseball. We had a full team right there.
Yeah.
I used to love to run. I used to like to climb up on the haystacks and get a canvas or something and go down in it like an aeroplane.
Yeah,
I used to want to run away all the time because there were so many people there, but I never did. And but I say I learned a lot because I knew how, when I started my family, I knew how to take care of a baby because there was always a baby at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I always, I knew how to take care of people because there was always so many people at my house.
And Gran, you were the baby, so
I was the baby. I didn't have anybody under me.
You didn't have a chance to raise kids until
older.
You had your own kids.
Right. My brothers were all older. I babysat when I was in junior high, they call it now. It was 7th and 8th grade. I babysat for people. I love babies. I thought I'd never have 4. That was too many.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's start the next question.
The next question is, can you describe the moment when you saw your child for the first time?
Oh my goodness. been so long. I was glad that everything was okay. They were okay. Would have liked a couple of girls along the way, but I had all boys.
Do you remember when you first saw your babies?
Oh, I do. I was, in fact, I almost lost Rosemary when I was carrying her. I had to sit on a pillow when I went, would go in the car, go somewheres, and then she came early. Mm. And but I couldn't imagine what she would look like. I just couldn't. But then when I went to the hospital and had her, then they put her on my tummy, and she was beautiful.
Yeah.
So I like that. But it was very hard for me to get pregnant because, I don't know, I was always a sick person. Something was always happening to me. Every 6 months I had to go to the hospital. But then after I had Rosemary, that took care of everything, I was well, and nothing hurt me, or, you know, so it was okay until after 6 years when I had Nick.
You remember that day, Nick, when you were born?
Yeah, I'm sure you have. Favorite memory there.
Okay, so... can you describe the moment when you saw, what was a baby? What was I like as a baby, as your young child?
What
you were like, you're our great-grandchild.
Oh, okay, so the question is, this one is specifically for parents here, but California, you've raised... Helen, you've raised her long enough to know and give a description of what she was like as a baby.
She was a good little girl. She kind of liked to be left alone. But other than that, she was a good baby. No complaints. She could eat everything. And I had one that had allergies, so we had problems feeding him. Mm-hmm. But she's been fine, and I'm grateful she's healthy.
Do you have memories of when California or Allison was a baby?
Well, yes, of course, but I only see them on holidays or just every couple of months. So they were always very quiet.
Yeah.
Very cute.
You should start spending more time with them. You see how noisy they really are all the time.
I like the idea that Allison is learning Spanish, and I like to hear her talk Spanish, and I think that maybe she should do a little bit more with everybody instead of just...
Agreed.
Because not everybody knows how to speak Spanish, and you're a special person that you should.
Very true. Yeah, we have a Spanish DVD set at home, so we should start. It's the new year almost, so it's time to do something new.
Yes, yes, yes. Because it's great that the younger they are, the easier it is for them to learn how to speak Spanish. Because if somebody starts learning Spanish by the time my age, they would feel very ashamed that they wouldn't be pronouncing the words right. But who knows? I mean, Spanish is a very... pretty language, I mean,
mm-hmm.
that you learn.
Yeah. And it's a good basis for other languages, too. If you understand Spanish, then you could probably understand some Portuguese different stuff like that.
Yes. Now, I've talked to people in South America that come from South America. As long as they speak slow, I can understand them, mm-hmm. you know. So, and I do not read Spanish, but I have an idea of what it is, because my grandmother used to write to me in Spanish.
Oh.
And I would read it and read it. Every time I read it, I would pick up a word and by the time I read it 10 times, I knew what it was.
That's pretty cool. I remember hearing stories of people who, like, they come to America from Mexico or something, and they learn how to speak English by watching TV or reading magazines. And yeah. I always thought, that sounds so difficult. I don't know how. I mean, I guess you just have to do it. But when I try and imagine myself just moving to Mexico and just watching TV to understand, I would be scared.
Well, listen to
scared.
What people say. You hear that every time at the store. And there's lots of times when I used to go to the store, there would be a person that needed to ask a question or something. And they would look around and say, does anybody know how to speak Spanish? I would always say, yeah, I know how. Mm-hmm. And I would translate. And it gets easier as you do it.
Yeah.
The more you do it, the better it is.
Right.
Like, I tried to do that immersion stuff where there was, like, my favorite TV show that I've seen a million times, and I know every word, and I would try to watch it in Spanish, and I'm like, I have no idea what's going on, even though I've seen this episode 8 million times. It's like, I'd switch it over to the Spanish version, and I couldn't. It was too much.
Well, you know, go to the library. They have books of everything. Mm-hmm. And the library, you can find a book that has English and Spanish, and you
right.
can pick it up.
Right.
That's if you know
idea.
what it says in English, you can then read it in Spanish. Mm-hmm. Like when they say, good morning, how are you? You say, buenos dias, ¿cómo estás?
Right.
And it's simple once you get the hang of it.
Yeah, definitely. You ready with our next question?
Yes, your next question is, where and when were you born?
Dexter, New Mexico.
When?
Oh, 1939.
What? 1939.
Mm-hmm.
What day?
Yeah. What day?
Yeah.
I don't have a clue.
You don't know what day you were born?
No.
What your
13th.
Birthday is?
It's March 13th.
March 13th.
March 13th.
1939. 1939. In Dexter, New Mexico.
You're right. That's where I was born.
And how much time did you spend there?
I was 2 when my parents came to California. So I was 2 when they came out here.
Oh, but you didn't spend any time in Oklahoma?
No.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
I was confusing myself. Okay. And where when you were born?
April 15, 1935. And I was born in Gilbert, Arizona. And I lived there until I went to grammar school. Then I moved to Hopewell. And that's in Imperial Valley. I went to to grammar school and high school, part of high school there. And then when I was 15 years old, I moved to Morgan Hill. And I was in the sophomore year, and then I went to the junior year, and then I quit school because there wasn't any money. My dad was the only one that was working, and there was all these kids that he had. And when I would start school, we never started school on the first day of school. It was always 2 weeks after, because we always used to go pick prunes. And when I started school, they would buy me one outfit, one pair of shoes, and that had to take me all year. And I had to wait until everybody got their outfits, and then it was my turn. And I used to hate that, because I wanted to have a new outfit every time I went to school, but there was no money for them to buy me a new outfit, so I had to quit school and go to work. And I went to work in this place where you pick mushrooms and you wear a hat with a light in it. And, you know, and when we were smaller, we used to work out in the fields, working with the carrots. And every year they would let us work 3 or 4 days, and then they fire us.
Oh.
They would say, go home.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to work in the fields?
I went with my mother some, worked in the fields, how I helped her.
Mm-hmm.
They took us to the fields.
Yeah.
My brothers had to work, and Dad took their money. I remember that because they hated that.
Right.
But he needed it for them to live.
Yeah.
So that's just how it was done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it was done. With me, I mean, since I was the second child and the boys were too young, I had to go with my dad to work out in the field. I had to help him. We used to go pick some grapes, and I had to help him build up the bucket and then go empty it in the boxes, and you know, so.
They took us to the fields instead of leaving us with a sitter. We were taken with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the boys had to work because they were older. They were old enough to work. I was little, so they were supposed to keep an eye on me, but I ran wild, I hear. I don't remember, but that's what they tell me.
So you said that you were in grapes and mushrooms. Did you do other crops?
Yeah, we used to pick strawberries, apricots, pick the apricots, and then later we would go to the shed and we would cut apricots. I was pretty good with the hands. And then later, when I was a little bit older, and then I went to the cannery workers.
Mm.
And I worked at Gentry's for 10 seasons, and it was only a few months every year. And that's how. But I always worked.
Mm-hmm.
Always worked. I always had money. So.
Right. And what crops were you around?
My parents, peaches, apricots, grapes. And that was about all I can remember. Maybe strawberries in the spring.
And you also worked in the cannery after
that. I worked
at
the cannery, yes, I did. After Pop and I got married, I worked at the cannery for 8 years. Eight years I worked there.
Wow. That's a long time. You guys have kind of similar stories here with the born in the desert, coming to California.
Yeah.
With the fields and the canneries.
Yeah, well, that's where their jobs were.
Mm-hmm. And the boys, they took their money. My parents did, and the boys hated it. My brothers.
Yeah.
But that's how it happened, how people lived.
Yeah, that's great. And everybody had a big family, so.
Well, four kids is a big family, I guess.
Okay.
So it was a family job all the time. But if you had. We couldn't go to work out in the office because we had to go to school, and then we didn't have enough school
to go
by
to
that time, you know.
Right. All right, what's our next question?
Okay, our next question is, how was your relationship with your parents?
Mother and I got along well. My dad was an authority, strict figure. I liked mother. Mom was cool and easy to get going, so I could get around her sometimes, but that's not always so good either as a parent. Mm-hmm. You don't like that, but as a child, I thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was good. He was just strict. And that's how it was with the guys in the families, I think, years ago.
You were saying that you used to take a change of clothes with you so that your dad would let you out of the house, but then you would go change your clothes to hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to do that and change your clothes, or did you have a strict parent?
Well, my dad was a very strict and very hard person. He was, when he was young, he ran away from home, hopped a train, and went somewhere. And so he was always away from home, but he was very strict with us. But my mother, she was always a sweet person that, but then when you got in trouble, like I said, I used to run all day and everything. She told you to do something and I didn't like to be told. In fact, when we were young, we had, each one of us had a job. Either to cook, to wash the dishes, or to do the laundry or something. I did not like to be told what to do. So I would run I ran all day, and but this one time when she got real angry at me. She waited until I came home and went to bed, and then she got a belt and she hit me.
While you were sleeping?
Well, I had just gotten into bed, yeah. And she said, don't ever do that again, because she didn't like me to run away. So anyway, I don't know, it was, my dad was, like I said, a very hard person. And we used to, but there were so many of us.
Yeah.
That I guess it used to make her upset. But in the long run, I mean, I don't know, it was. But I was glad that my dad showed me how to work, even though he was a very hard person. So, you know, but that way I knew how to work. And I always figure, well, if I made so much in one day, can you imagine how much it would be in 5 days?
Right.
So I like that, you know. So I would work all the time. And
My dad actually taught me how, he gave me the desire to go and get higher education, because he said, Rhiannon, if you only go to high school, then you can buy, let's say, 25 Barbies, but if you go to college, you can buy 125 Barbies.
So. And you know, my dad was always, at that time, they always used to say, girls do not need to go. It's, you know, it's not good for the girls to go to school all the time, because you're not going to be the breadwinner in your family. But it has turned that way, so. But my dad wanted the boys more to go to school than, you know. But then by the time the boys got to be able to go to school, I mean, my brother Eddie, he joined the Marines instead of going to school. Mm. So they graduated from high school, but, you know, they'd rather be in the service and, you know, so. But my dad used to say, it's not too good. We were grown up, and my youngest sister, then he used to change his mind and say, yes, they should go to school. Mm-hmm. So she went to high school, college, and everything. But it took her a long time to finish her college, because she would run out of money and she had to find another place to live and everything. So until she came to live with us, then she lived with me for about 5 years, and she went to school and she finished her college and everything, and she gave me a certificate.
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm. Did you ever feel like you were discouraged from going to school?
No, mother wanted us to go to school. She wanted me to have an education so I didn't have to work in fields like they did. Mm. So she wanted me in school. I married real young, and then I had to get out of school because they wouldn't let you go to school. If you were married in the 50s, you didn't go to school. Mm-hmm. I only liked 1 year. I went back. It was after Papa and I married.
Right.
I got my high school diploma and nursing degree. But yes, Mother wanted us to go to school, definitely. I don't remember Dad as much, but Mother definitely wanted us to go to school, all of us.
Yeah.
So we can have a better life. And that's probably like your mom, maybe.
Yeah. Well, at that time when I was going to school, I mean, like I said, I had to quit school because there wasn't a lot of money in the house. And it was, they used to pay more out in the field than in the offices and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, and like when I went to work at Gentry's, I would work 6 months out of the year and then collect unemployment the rest of the time. So it was okay. So,
yeah. You know, That doesn't sound too bad. 6 months of unemployment. Yeah. I'd take that.
Yeah.
Hey, Allison, you ready with the next question?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Your next question is, what kind of studies were you? Student were you? Sorry.
The question is, what kind of student were you?
Yes, what kind of student were you?
I would say average. I had to work for grades. Mm-hmm. And in nursing school, when I went, it was especially hard. I had to really have my nose to the grindstone. I had to study a lot mm-hmm. to pass, but I did.
And you didn't go to nursing school until you already had 4 kids.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
To handle. And were you working
actually,
when you were
by
in
that
school?
Time, I had 3 because we had one that drowned in 68. He right. was 11. It was a couple of years after that that I went back to school.
That's real money. And did you work while you were in school?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I worked 2 nights a week in a nursing home. I went to school 5 days and still had housework and kids and all of that to take care of, too. So, yes.
Right.
It was double duty.
Yeah, that's when I was... Oh, my God. I was kind of...
Ladies, this is for you guys. I'm sure.
It was hard. When I went to high school, like I said, I dropped out because there was no money. And then when I... after I had my kids, my mother died. And I was sad. And I thought... I felt like... there was no place for me to go. So then I thought, well, they have a program where you go and see all kind of people. So I went to work for this visiting nurses, and they hired me on the spot, and I found a lot of grandmas that were there, and I had to go to school to get a certificate to work with those people. And they were all, when I took the test, every day when we went to class, every day we had to take a test. And they were all, regular things that you did every day.
Yeah.
So when I was going to school, I was good in math and spelling. And I never had any trouble. I always used to pass all my tests and everything. So, it was easy for me to pass all the tests. And it normally used to take a year. And I got it in 6 months. So it was good. I mean, I was able to get to wherever I wanted. And I, like I said, every time I went to apply for a job, I always got it. So I never had any trouble with anything like that.
That's great. You girls, what are your girls' favorite subjects in school?
My favorite subject in school is reading and... I don't even care if this is a subject, but my second subject is lunch.
I definitely thought you were going to say recess. And what about you, Allison?
I got to say that my favorite subject is reading, but this isn't even a subject, but I love it. Minimum days.
Definitely minimum not days. A subject. Okay, California, what's our next question?
Our next question is, when did you first fall in love?
Ooh, oh my goodness. When did you first fall in love?
It was in March of 1959 when I met Papa.
That was your first love?
Wait, hold on. And you have to tell us who it was.
Who was your first love?
My first real love was Papa.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I had a teenage marriage, but we didn't either one. We were too young to know what we were doing, so it didn't work at all.
Yeah.
I just had 2 beautiful babies out of it.
Right.
Oh, my God. When I was 15 years old, I went to Salinas. My mother used to have this girlfriend that used to live over there, and she had a son, and I thought, oh, my gosh. I guess I loved him, but I felt real funny. But after that, I never saw him again. And then before I married his dad, I married this guy from Gilroy, and but it didn't work out because he wanted to live with his family, and I didn't want to live with his family. So I had the marriage annulled.
So you were married to somebody before you were married to Grandpa?
Yes.
I had no idea about
my whole life
yes,
is a lie.
Yes. And but that was only a few months because because
you didn't want to live with his family.
I did not want to live with the family. And he was, now when I look back, he was not a very nice person. Mm. So, you know,
what was his name?
Gilbert.
Gilbert.
Gilbert Compass. And, you know, after one day, oh, a long time ago, after I had my kids, and then this gal came up to me and said, do you know Gilbert? I said, oh, yes. And I said, and she said, well, you didn't miss nothing. He was not a good person. So. But yet, she had four kids with him.
Wow.
You know, so. But when I, one time somebody asked me, how did you meet Nick? I couldn't remember, and then all of a sudden, the reason I couldn't remember was because my brothers and my brother-in-law, they knew him before I met him. And they had been out drinking and going with him all night. And they brought him home. And that's how I met.
Oh, crazy. Okay, so now that my sister and I have had our minds blown that there was another man in Grandma's life, this is crazy. We have time for just...
Oh, I had my chair of...
Whoa! Okay,
let's finish this conversation over Corona.
So we have time for one more question. The girls, what is your final question you're asking?
Okay, for the final question, me and her will be saying it together. How did you meet your husband?
Oh, so we just got a little taste of how you met.
My brothers and my brother-in-law, they met him. My brother-in-law and Nick came home from the service at the same time, so they knew each other. And so that's how I met my husband. My brothers and my brother-in-law brought him home.
And did you know right away that you were going to marry him, or?
No. I went with him for 2 years. But he used to come over all the time, and we used to talk. And he had a motorcycle. And I learned how to ride the motorcycle with him. And my dad used to tell me that I had more guts than brains because I was on the motorcycle. And then the motorcycle, I fell off of it. And then one day, we always used to go to Arizona for Christmas. And this one day, since I had a boyfriend, I didn't want to go. And my dad said, you're not going. I'm taking you. So I went to Arizona, and I stayed over there for a couple of months. And when I was in Arizona, I told my aunt, I'm going back home. And she said, why? You have so much fun here. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, I love it here. But I'm going home to get married. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know it yet, but and that's how it happened.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute. Mm-hmm. And Gran, you have kind of a racy story for how you met Papa.
I had a girlfriend having marital problems. I was divorced, so I didn't have a problem with a husband, but I went out to help take care of her because she was having problems, and we met him, and he was cute, so we picked him up. Or he picked us up. I'm not sure which happened.
Just some random stranger.
Some stranger. And we went and had a soda, and he brought me home. 3 months later, we were married.
So you guys knew right off.
50 some odd years later, yes, we did. That's very so soon. Because he was just so neat and clean, and he loved me, and he wanted to take care of me. 50 some odd years later, he's still taking care of me.
And he was out of the service, too.
He just got out of the service a couple months before we met. And it was just a coincidence. A little town, I mean, you could drive around and see somebody and feel safe with them. Because uh-huh. Riverbank was a small town, and I grew up here, so I was very comfortable in Riverbank.
Right.
It was just fate brought us together.
So crazy. Well, thank you both so much for answering our questions. Thank you, girls, for reading the questions and selecting the questions to ask in the interview. I think it was very enlightening. I enjoyed this time together.
Stay tuned because we're going to do some more at my house.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sissy, for helping us.